like that. She's part of you. I get around a lot of great men. I've met a lot of great men of God. And the ones that really brag to me that they've been in the presence of God, you know what I look for? I look for love. I look for temperance, goodness, kindness, gentleness. All those fruits of the Spirit. That's what I look for. I'm not impressed by all the degrees. I'm not impressed by how much they know or how much Bible they read. The Pharisees knew the Bible from there to there. And they set Jesus up and had him murdered. That don't impress me, and that don't impress God. You want to impress God. You let that love flow out of you. God loves people that love people. God is love. Somebody say that. God is love. Let the greatest among you become your servants. God is testing many of you. God is trying to get some things out of us that he don't like. God's trying to get us to get out of certain mindsets that we got. He's trying to get us over to more of him and less of us. He's trying to get us to quit being so prideful. Some of y'all on your job, you've got people getting in your face. I want to tell y'all this, and I know I can. Since I've been a Christian, I've been arrested 3 times and falsely accused. That's a truth. And all 3 times, God's cleared me. But I was arrested. And I thought, well, Paul was arrested, Peter was arrested, Jesus was arrested, so I'm doing good. But it's embarrassing walking in over to the police station as a minister and being arrested for something you didn't do. The first time it happened to me, I just went crazy, man. I was a blubbering idiot laying on the floor crying like a little kid. I'm a man of God. I'm getting put in jail. I was falsely accused. And when it's all over with, I got an apology from the judge, and the people that accused me were in trouble. And God just said, okay, go on. I said, I don't like it. It happened to me not long ago again. And my wife knows my heart. I was innocent. And it'll all come out like it did before. I've got such a peace now. I'm getting used to being arrested. It don't bother me. And back when I was crazy, I never did have to spend a night in jail for nothing. I always got out of it one way or another. My dad would come and get me, or I'd talk my way out of it. I didn't have to go to jail. I was just taken before a magistrate. Falsely accused. The Bible says rejoice. And the man that actually falsely accused me, the first thing that I wanted to do was chain him behind my van and drag him down the road. I ain't gonna lie about it. And the Lord said, what are you going to do, son? What did he do to you? Falsely accused me. What else did he do? I said, he despitefully used me. God said, what did I say? Pray for those that despitefully use you. He said, you going to pray for him? I said, yeah. God, kill him. Burn him up, glory to God. That's Pentecostal prayer, ain't it? Pray fire down from heaven. Poof! God said, I want you to pray for him and his family. I said, all right. I said, can I just flip him between the eyes one time? God said, no. It was a test, church. God is not going to promote any day in anything else until he knows that I can control myself. And I thought I'd proved it, but every once in a while you get one of those refresher courses. God does not want his men and women being strivings and brawlers and fighters. God don't want that. And I'm not saying I'm perfect. There's times that my wife had to grab my arm and say, Eddie, pray, honey. You know what that is?